Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here is the host of The Pleasure Zone, sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, and holistic health practitioner, Milica Jelinic.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. For those of you who saw this title and you were like, ooh, yummy, yummy, that sounds delicious. We're going to be talking about bondage and the nervous system. Yes, we are, because boy, they can really go along together like really well. So we're going to talk about that tonight. And one of the reasons why I do this show and have been doing this show for nearly 12 years, it'll be 12 years in July, is that not only do I love doing research, I'm curious, I like experimenting to find out what does my research tell me? Or sometimes I try something, I'm like, why did that work? And I'm just one of those people. I just like to know. I'm not about necessarily everything, but I am fascinated by human pleasure. And the fact that we are basically innately built to be able to experience pleasure, which is kind of amazing to me, that we actually have body parts that are designed to have pleasure. It's really cool. So I like actually talking a lot about how and why we can regulate our nervous systems, and mainly because when you regulate your nervous system, your body begins to heal. And in my daily life as a holistic health practitioner, if you're watching on video, you might notice there's like all these products and interesting things going on in the background. It's because of my daily practice, what I do with people on a daily basis. So in my daily practice, I have people come in and they often are coming in with different conditions. A lot of times there's autoimmune disorders, and a lot of times with autoimmune disorders, if we just learn how to regulate our nervous systems, we can start to have less inflammation and flare-ups and different things related to the autoimmune conditions. We can actually halt them, say. Yeah, we can kind of halt them, not to brag, but we can. And so I say it's not just me, but lots of people who are holistic health practitioners can do this. I'm not claiming to be the only one. There are many methods and many ways. One of the things that I love to do in my practice is I'm a somatic body worker with a type of somatic body work called the mitzvah technique, which is a fascinating body of work, which very few people ever learned, because it's basically like a 3-year intensive hanging out with the teacher, kind of very like as if you're becoming the, if you ever watch like kung fu movies, it's like when the teacher goes to the master and you're like hanging out there as an apprentice for years. This is like what mitzvah was. And my mom happened to be a teacher who hung out with a teacher. So I got the privilege of being able to be in that master-student relationship as an apprentice for many years, many more than 3 years, because there's still much more, there's always things to learn. So as part of my training, I got to look at bodies and work on bodies and figure out like, how do we release tension and stress in bodies? And one of the things that's fascinating is sometimes as you create some tension in bodies, the body will let go. It's like it needs to have a force and direction in order to allow it to feel safe enough to let go. And part of the body work I do actually creates that like a sense of there's like force and direction. It's not intensely forceful. It's just that there's a level of force and direction used to allow the body to reconnect, then let go. And then as I started doing this work that I do here on the Pleasure Zone, and when I first started having people on, because at first I literally just came to the show as a whim, out of a curiosity, out of somebody seeing something in me that I didn't see in myself. So I said yes. I said yes to their vision, and then I kept creating. And part of what I said yes to was me. I didn't know it at the time, but part of what I said yes to was me. And I said yes to me getting to become, step into the expertise that I never even knew I had. It was something innate in me, and also it was something that was waiting to grow and come out. And so I've been growing and finding new things out about myself for a very long time. And in that very first year, I had a lot of guests on. I had a lot of guests on, and I learned a lot from my guests, which was a lovely, beautiful thing. I never claim to be the one who knows all of it because there's always so much more to know. And although a lot of people think of me as a know-it-all, and actually, I'm always willing to learn. If I think what you're saying is crap, I'll tell you so. I'm like, actually, I have evidence here that proves you otherwise. I will bring that up. So through having all these guests on for see, at least 2 or 3 years, I had guests regularly, at least sometimes at the beginning, almost every week, almost then it was like once a month. And then in the last few years, I just kind of ride this roller coaster of a show on my own, and occasionally I have guests. Mostly because I am far more interested in study and practice and doing things a lot in my own personal life. But I do love learning from people. And one of the guests I had on was a woman named Gaia Morissette. And you can go back and listen to episodes that we've had together. And I was on her podcast as well, Orgasmic Life. I don't know if it's still available, but in those episodes with her, we talked a lot about BDSM and bondage from like a very different perspective. And I truly believe she's like quite on the cutting edge of what people were even discussing 15, 10, 15 years ago. And one of those things was how to use bondage as a healing mechanism, how to use it to be able to calm your nervous system, and how to use it for different things other than what people usually think is just like, you want to get your kink on and you want to get off on that, but there's more to it. And so today, why we're talking about bondage, and I'm bringing out my favorite rope. My favorite rope is so soft. It actually comes from a hardware store and it was like $15. But if you go to get one of those like fancy shibari ones, and they're like the red rope or the black rope, and they're super hot, like they're so sexy. I haven't seen like the black and the red ropes at the hardware store, but by all means, you could buy these and then you could dye them yourself, right? That is an option, how to find your ropes. So in today's talk on bondage, you don't necessarily have to use a rope. I'll talk about other things you can use as well for tools. And I've talked about this on shows before, but I really want to talk about who it is that could really benefit from the exploration of bondage. If we think about bondage in general, it's just like if somebody's bonded to something, if you think about it in terms of like science, if something's bonded to another thing, it's like stuck to it. It's like it's those things are now they're stuck, right? So bondage is kind of putting your body into stuck positions where it's being confined. So in different ways. So in this case, we're going to talk about bondage in more of the using bondage in more of a holistic way. So it can absolutely relate to other people who are just really into the kink of it and just enjoy it. But I want to open your eyes for those of you who are both listening out of curiosity and you're listening out of, I'm kind of creeped out, but I'm also fascinated. That's where I was. That's where I was 12 years ago. I was both creeped out and fascinated. And I have to say that at first, I was the person who was probably going to be like, never, never will I ever. Never will I ever let, you know, myself be tied up because that is too scary. And I had so much trauma around different sexual abuses that I just couldn't wrap my head around how that could even be fun, how it could be safe. Why would people want to do it? I was so confused by it, utterly confused by it. But I have to say, having conversations with practitioners, with people who are experts in their field, who are, you know, pro doms, I got super curious and fascinated by how bondage can be a healing tool. So when we talk about bondage in your nervous system, we're talking about bondage as a healing tool and how when your body is bound and you can allow yourself to get into these like liminal spaces. People talk about liminal spaces a lot these days. It's like the zone, right? So you can, I don't know if you noticed that. It's all over social media. If you're on the on the healer side of socials. And the liminal spaces is like you're in that zone of awareness. Your body's like feeling things. You're like in Japanese and martial arts, there's this term when I used to do Nyingpo Taijutsu, there's a term that is used called Mushin Noshin, the mind of no mind. You get into the mind of no mind and you're just like, whoa, everything is possible. And that is something that can, if you allow it, bondage can bring that to you. So if you have been feeling incredibly stuck, here's some irony. One of the things you can actually do is have somebody who knows how to tie you up. You know, there are pro doms out there, or have your partner watch a video on really cool shibari tying up methods. There's actually like a group that puts out shibari videos, and they're just called, I'm part of it. Like I pay for a membership. It's like the Shibari Learning School or something like that. And they have great videos. The number of ways that they tie, it's just so cool. Like they have hundreds and hundreds of hours of learning on there. So shout out to the Shibari School. I don't know if I'm getting your names right, but I'm not, they did not sponsor this, but I am big fans of them. So if they do hear this and they want to sponsor this, fantastic. Sponsor away. Come on as guests. Do a little demo. I just actually just really like the feeling of rope. Some people like rope that has different textures too. It just depends on what your thing is. I like this soft sort of silky feeling rope where other ropes are more crunchy and crusty. And some people like that jabby feeling. I don't really like the jabby feeling. I like the soft feeling. So on the who note, who actually could benefit from this? It's actually the people who think of it as something that's really awkward and strange and weird. But it doesn't mean that you should be doing this with a partner that you're not comfortable with. I want to emphasize that because somebody decided to give me a review on Apple to say that, well, I don't want to do that with my partner because he's abusive. I'm like, in no universe did I say do that with your partner, but you heard me wrong. I really don't think I said that. I'm going to probably go back and listen. But definitely, it needs to be with somebody who you feel comfortable with. And for me, why I felt like that was a big, great, like bondage was a giant no to me was because I was like, I'd been in a lot of abusive situations. And that the last thing I wanted to do was let go of control. But if you let go of control, eight, you can actually do bondage for yourself, right? So you're in full control. It is tricky to tie your own hands, but it's not impossible. But you can start with tying your own feet. And there's lots of methods of tying your legs together that are a great start for self-tying. There is something to be said, though, about being tied up by somebody else, because then you truly need to let go. They'll be the ones untying you. Your hands will probably be bound, and you'll need to have somebody there that you trust deeply that will hear you out when you say that you're ready to be unbound. There should be a level of comfort and a level of, and everybody's like level of comfort is different. Some people like to be squeezed more and squeezed tightly, and some people like to have a little breath and movement. It's just very personal. So you should have it so that it's tight enough that you can't totally get out of it. But it should also not be so loose that, yeah, you don't want to have it so loose you can get out of it, but we don't want to have it so tight you can't breathe. So there is like a very fine line space, and watching specific videos on that is helpful. This isn't really about how to tie the knots. But you know, directing you to like the experts in knot tying and practice, 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 guys. Like that's why I take, you know, the video courses on that, because practice, practice, practice is really helpful in finding out what knots you like, how you like to be bound, what you want to, you know, what you want to feel, and how you can let your body just let go into that space. So we're going to talk about more about the who's. The who really is anybody who says yes to it. And especially for those of us who have ever gone through like a level of trauma where you're just like, no, I can't let somebody else be in charge. If you're with somebody though that you trust enough that will get you out of the bindings, you're probably going to find it to be a life-changing experience. So we're going to head to our first commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinich, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinich, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinich. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email. info@MilicaJelinich.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. We are talking about bondage and the nervous system today. And I know that bondage is a scary, scary thing. Because when I first heard about it way back in the day, I actually had a guy who was like, I think I was like 18, 17 or 18, maybe younger. And he was like a really kinky dude. We got on some conversations. I think his name was Mile. Can't remember. I know he was Serbian and he was like a pilot. Anyhow, and he was into bondage. And I could probably backtrack him in my head, but then I'd have to like say all of his relatives' names out loud. So I won't do that. So I remember having conversations with him, and he knew stuff that I wasn't like aware of. I didn't really know about, you know, being tied up. I didn't know about like all these kinky things, and I wasn't looking at porn. I wasn't, you know, looking at any magazines. So I didn't really know what was out there. I had like a vague idea from some movies that had been out that people maybe tied each other up and, like, I think in The Crying Game, somebody is in bondage. And I just remember feeling incredibly sad for them. Like, I felt like it was so incredibly sad that I couldn't wrap my head around how anybody would want to try this. Like, why would somebody want to be tied up? It looks mortifying. It looks so rough. I don't even know. So to be able to look at it in a different light, it took a lot for me to be able to see things differently and to see the value in it. And it just goes to prove that sometimes the judgments you have on something are stuck in a way because you have certain attachments or visions as to what it can be. But in reality, it might actually be something completely different. And it can even become a little bit, you know, fascinating or sexy or intriguing, right? So I say at first, be willing to just open your mind to what could this actually do for me in my body? What could it do for so many things. Like if you allowed yourself to fully surrender, if you're somebody who is like go, always on the always on the go, always needing to navigate everything and be in charge, what if you could just let yourself completely just allow yourself to just be in that Zen space of like the mind of no mind? And if that scares the crap out of you, I get it. But there's also probably going to be some super value in that experience for you. So just consider it as a possibility. Doesn't mean you have to choose it, but I dare you to consider it because it could be a game changer in your life. So you might notice too, like, I don't know if you ever watch shows. There's like a show on Netflix. It was called Bonding, and it was kind of an interesting take on things. It was back in like 6 years ago. It had some interesting episodes. It brought in like different kinks that you might not even think about, like people dressing like penguins and stuff. It was just a fascinating kind of little show. But one of the things is most of the people who went in there were executives, and so high stress jobs. And the high stress job is that, you know, as you're if you're in a high stress job and you really don't really know how to relax, or you need like a deep relaxation, bondage can be one of the fastest ways to bring your body out of stress and just surrender. Think about it as like when dogs are really highly overly stressed. It could be like the fireworks nights or whatever, or lightning going off. They actually have lightning jackets that you can wrap your dog in so that it calms their nervous system. And it's basically like a tight bonding jacket. And so we look at that for animals and we think, well, that's got to be useful. We can wrap somebody tightly and let them be calm. I mean, strait jackets were used for a while as well to just make, you know, force the calm into people. But when you've actually asked for this and it's consensual, you've communicated your desires and your needs and what your limits are, and you're able to communicate your limits while you're experiencing it, and you have connection with the person where you feel safe, and then the curiosity goes, you're in good hands. If those don't exist, then I wouldn't recommend it. But if those are existing and you're like, you know what, maybe it's okay, maybe I can try this. So letting go in so many ways, you know, whether you're letting go and you're letting go is like, I can actually like, it can even be like golden showers where you're just like, oh, I can let go. I can like pee freely. And there's like, I was holding on so much and I needed to be in control. And then I just let go. There is that letting go, that surrender that comes with a lot of different things that are kink related. It's just the nervous system will thank you. And the way it thanks you is through allowing all those happy hormones to kick in. So you start to, the fight or flight starts to calm down, right? It's like you can't fight anymore. Your body gets exhausted from flight. So you've burnt off cortisol. And if you burn off cortisol, you know what happens? Things like your estrogen and your testosterone, they all start to get more harmonized and more balanced. And as they start to balance, other things in your body start to work better. So I know this sounds kooky, but bondage can actually be a contributing factor to your health overall. Not just your nervous system, but having your nervous system regulated is a major contributing factor to your health overall. So, you know, if you've got like chronic inflammation, chronic pain, what if these beautiful little ropes could be a contribution to your body, to your entire healing? You know, so the who's, I want to go back to who is this? Who is it for? It could be for literally anybody who is willing to heal deeply. It can be for anybody who is so stressed on a daily basis that they need somebody else to just take over for like 25 minutes or an hour. Who is it for is anybody who consents to it, who's of legal age to consent to it. So a lot of times, you know, if you're overstressed, if you're overstimulated by many different things, sometimes just having and being able to take away one other sensory experience, right? Whether it's like touch or anything like that. And you're so confined, whether it's like in tight spaces, as we have written in the chat room, or whether it's being confined with ropes or tight clothing, your body will calm down. So if you're somebody who's curious about this and you really don't know where to start, number one, find the thing that you would actually like to be bound with. I really do like these soft ropes because I can quite navigate them quite well on my own too. And I also really love this like silky tie that I got from, I don't know, it was like an outfit I had and the outfit didn't work for me, but this tie really did, this like silky tie. And it can do like, it can also be a blindfold. It can do so many things. It's crazy what like one strip of material can do for you. And you might not even have to do anything sophisticated. You can just even roll your hands into like a bind that feels kind of nice, where you have some restriction and you can kind of like pull and play and just feel like resistance. It starts to help your muscles too, just like, you know, when you get like resistors for working out. Well, this can do that. They're just not like elasticized, so you can have a little bit more of a play and a tug. So if you don't have anything like this, a tie is really good. Like a necktie can work, belts can work. If you are playing with other people and you're very new to this, make sure you have something nearby that can cut you loose for a few reasons, in case the tie was in a place that could actually end up being dangerous. So you should watch some pro videos on where to tie and where not to tie, especially as a beginner. Especially as a beginner, you don't want to tie anything that's going to cut off circulation or that's going to cut off air. So I would start at the ankles if I was me, because I am me. I have started off at my ankles because I like practicing shibari ties. I think they're beautiful. To me, there's an art to them that is absolutely stunning. So you can look at it in so many ways, right? You can be like, oh, wow, this is really relaxing my body. And then to see it visually is like, wow, that's absolutely a piece of artwork. When people are really good at tying, it becomes an artwork and it's such a beautiful thing to see to me. And I guess beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but I absolutely love seeing bondage. So get yourself a little bit of, just find yourself something that you'd actually like to use that will be comfortable, that will give you a sense of play, that has nice, for me, I like the silky feels. Some people like the scratchy feels, but get the kinds that you like. And you might even just really want to have that feeling of being bound, and really fun things to do for that are wear corsets. And corsets are available all over the place, but if you can get one made for you, which is like a target I have in life, is that I want to get one made by, I'm hoping that by the time Ziva is like, choosing to like step into fashion more, that I'll be able to pay my child to make me like a really fantastical one. So guys, I don't know if you know this, but in the last 2 weeks, is like May 26th, I put out a book with the help of many people and much reminding that this would be a good thing to do on the planet. I put out a book on May 26th, and I would love it if you went over to Amazon and you can get the ebook, you can get the hardcover like I have here. And you can get the soft cover. You can get all three if you want. I know some people who've gotten two. So I would love it if you went over there and bought it, because how fun would it be? I did get to hit bestseller, but I'd like to hit bestseller again. I hit it for 3 days in a row, maybe even four. But I would love to hit it again. And apparently my book wants to hit that floor, in case you heard a noise. That was my book. Well, I didn't put it on my desk very well. So it's good, it's fine, it's safe. So what we're going to talk about, the real, what does it do to your nervous system? Yes, it calms you down, but what are all those hormones that are kicking in? Why is it so beneficial? Why is it taking that cortisol down? Oh, All right. Well, we will talk about that. And we're also going to talk about, some of the things to be aware of, right? Like you know, some of the basic things to be aware of. I don't want to put you guys in positions where you're like, well, what if I, go to a pro dom, but then they're like, they take all my money and then I'm stuck and I'm bound up. No, we don't want you in those scenarios. There are pro doms out there that are very professional at what they do. And also, you don't have to go pro the first time either. That might be something to work up to. Figure out if you like it yourself first, right? So, where can you go to practice these things and be practiced on? And what are some safety measures to be aware of? I will remind you of safety measures repeatedly on here. And why on earth do people choose this? Like, what kind of wild and crazy kinky people choose this? They're not always kinky at first. They're just literally looking for healing. So we'll talk more about that. You're listening to the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. We're talking about bondage and the benefits for your nervous system today. It's not always about just like getting your kink on and like, having your body just go get really turned on by bondage. But the thing is, your body might get turned on as a result of being so deeply relaxed that it can be turned on. Is it scary at first? Yeah, it might be, especially if it's something that when you've seen it visually on TV representations, it looks brutal. It can look really brutal and scary. Like if somebody's tying you to a St. John's cross, that can be scary. Where's the St. Andrew's cross? Anyways, it's a cross. My brain isn't thinking on that right now. But that's a kind of bonding as well, being tied to things, but you can just be tied unto yourself. There's also variations of being tied and hanging from things as well. And so then you have that floating sensation along with the bound sensation. And in all those scenarios, it's really important that whoever you're with that's tying you, that's binding you, that they listen to you. So if you're not sure at first, just have them, ask them to just bind maybe one tie around your leg and see how you feel. And wait 30 seconds and breathe into the idea that your legs have had a tie around them. Guys, I'm not trying to convince you into bondage, but I would like you to see the value of it just so that, and if you're like, okay, I see the value, but where do I get started? To me, this is where you get started. So you start with either your hands or your feet having one tie around them. But I think if you really are having a hard time trusting, have your legs where your ankles are be tied together. And that way you can untie it if you have to, if you don't feel good. So it was a St. Andrew's cross. I was calling it a St. John's cross, but thank you for the correction. And so yeah, once you've had your ankles tied, just sit with it for a minute. See how your body reacts. Are you going into panic? What are you feeling? And the person that's with you, if they have any experience, they'll actually check in on you and they'll see where you're at and see the tightness and if you like it, if the way that the knots are going and where they're sitting and how they're sitting on your body, against your muscles and stuff, whether it's comfortable or not. You want somebody to actually be that level of kindness and caring with the scenario. And as is true for all kink, it absolutely is about consent. And it absolutely is about making sure that you're safe because some kinky play can be incredibly dangerous. So can non-kinky play, though, frankly. Like you could give a blowjob and you could choke to death if you are having zero regard for the other person and you're shoving your penis down their throat and you're not even realizing if they're breathing or not. Could be dangerous. So consent is number one, and that leads to feeling safer. Having conversation about it can also be helpful. So, start with the ankles. I know it sounds a little bit like, but then what if I can't walk? Well, you can still probably untie it with your hands, right? So that's the key there. And then after that, one tie, go all the way up. You might find that you really want to be tied up to your knees or even beyond up your thighs, or you might want to bend your legs and have your legs and your knees and everything bound together and tied together. And there's different tying methods, right? So the cool thing is if you go and you watch videos like the Shibari videos by the professional Shibari teachers, you're going to find a lot of fascinating ways to tie that will inspire. I don't see how you can't watch those and feel inspired. Even if you're just like, well, that's a fascinating knot. You might be like the kid who, like, I was in Girl Guides and I was like, oh, well, that's a half hitch. I know that one. That's a left half hitch. That's a right half hitch. You'll start to like, if you like knots, you'll kind of just get fascinated by the knot tying and the beauty of it and the way that they can, line the knots up and then, or also create lines with the knots that are just stunning. So when you feel safe, you probably are already starting to let go. When you feel safe, you probably are already breathing differently. Right, just like you would in any scenario, if you feel safe. If you're out and you're driving in really insane traffic, say on the Autobahn or something, and you're going 250 kilometers an hour, people are zooming in and out and in and out, and you don't know if you can trust anybody, you might not feel so safe. But if you're on a road and it's only you and there's no like animal life jumping out at you or anything like that, you might feel safe. So you'll know, your body will know. And in those scenarios, you'll breathe differently. So when your body doesn't feel safe, what happens is your fight or flight will kick in. And fight or flight can be a turn on for some people who are adrenaline junkies and they like that. But if you are looking to heal your nervous system and you're looking to heal your body through any kind of sexual play, the key is to get your body to calm. And in order to heal through anything playful, your body through play can start to heal in general. So having it be playful is helpful. And then having it be a both curiosity of experimentation, that's part of the play that can really be helpful as well. So to me, is there a scenario where you shouldn't be doing this? And the answer is yes. Where you shouldn't be actually playing in these kind of scenarios at all is when you don't trust the person and you're doing it because they've like bullied you into it. So if somebody's like, oh, what, You think you're just so interesting. Like, I've actually had people friggin' do this to me, and I'm like, can I vomit on your shoes? They're like, oh, you like promote sex and stuff, but you're actually kind of like a prude. I'm like, yeah, if you thought that was gonna get me to like change my mind about your dumb ass, no. No, I'm a prude to you, but to somebody that I trust, no, I'm like a kinky ass wild woman. But if I don't trust you, I will probably be the most boring screw of a lifetime. So don't bother. I'm just going to be boring because I don't trust you. So, yeah, so if you're saying things to me like, oh, well, I can't believe you're like not even going to be like running around the field naked with like 100 people. No, I'm not. I'm strangely, I guess you could say, I'm more like what's the word for that? I'm not like overtly sexual. I know that seems strange because I talk about it all the time. I'm overtly curious and I'm overtly experimental, and I'm definitely, as my friend in the chat room says, selectively sexual. I am selectively sexual, and I see that any kind of play, whether it's kink play or non-kink play, that whoever you're playing with, that is a sacred connection, and that can lead to incredible healing for everybody involved. It can also start to resolve things that maybe you had going. It could be like emotionally a way to resolve things from that week or your life, or just to allow you to feel more in your own body and to be able to fully let go. And by letting go, it doesn't mean always that you're going to climax. By letting go, it means your nervous system went, oh, thank you. Ah, I can do this. That big sigh of relief that, sometimes we get at the end of the day, and we're like, oh, all that weight we've been carrying, all the burdens and everything, those things drop. So, if you are in a position where you can't do the dishes, you can't do your business, you can't do anything because your hands and feet are tied. You're like, literally, like, I'm all tied up and I surrender to being all tied up. I can't even get out of this. At that point, it's like, yeah, do the dishes in the sink matter? No. Wow. All the things I thought mattered don't really matter because I'm just going to surrender to that experience, and I'm going to surrender to being present with exactly what's going on. And to get truly kinky and truly, truly healing with your play is to be truly present with the person. And that requires being able to communicate well and to be able to know where they're at through communication, verbal or nonverbal, depending on how you interpret cues. So, I would say that if who should not be doing this is a person who's been coerced into it. I'm not a fan of coercion in any way, shape, or form. So, and I will not discuss with people who are coercive. I will not play with coercive people. So, if you are somebody who is like, trying to be coercive with your partner and you wonder why it's not working, they might be setting a boundary and you need to stop being coercive. Coercive is gross. That I think I could just make a t-shirt that says coercive is gross. End of story. And just no, like no, and coercive is gross. It's like being a sale, like being a used car salesman, and your cars are falling apart, but you're like, come on and buy this. This thing has a broken engine and no transmission. Come on down and buy this for only $3,500. Yeah, there's no tires, but I need you to calm down and buy this. It's like, stop it. We know that it's a pile of shit what you're trying to sell, and it's not fun, and it is manipulative. So no, I'm not buying your falling apart vehicle. It's not sexy. And there's no kindness involved, and there's no nothing involved. So at that point, I wouldn't say that that's kink. At that point, I would just say that's abuse. So there is a difference to me. It's kinky when there's consent. Let's keep this simple. It's kinky when there's consent and there's kindness. And if there's coercion, it's abuse. Pretty simple, right? So who should not do this, guys? This, I feel like this is like the Sesame Street of kink. Guys, who shouldn't play with kink? Guess who? Anybody who is being coerced. That's right. Now, there is like a category of coercion that's consensual coercion because people are into that kind of play, right? So that's different. There's still consent involved. It's if it's coercion for the sake of coercion, for the sake of manipulation, very different. But if you are doing consensual non-consent, that's like that's where it's like there might be playful coercion for the sake of the play, and it's part of like the unspoken script or the spoken script where it's agreed on, and you're like, this is the script, let's play this script out. So it's a very different scenario, right? Depends. You just have to ask yourself, am I being coerced or am I consenting? Yeah, if you're consenting, your body will light up and be like excited and thoroughly enjoy the play and probably crave it and ask for more. If you're not feeling that, then it's probably not for you. And if you're kind of going, I don't know if this will work for me or not, try with yourself first. And I'm a big fan of try with yourself first on all levels, as we talked about on the last, was it last week or the week before about masturbation. We're gonna get out of here for a minute and head over to our commercial break. But before we do, guys, head over to Apple Podcasts. If you can five star the poop out of my show, The Pleasure Zone, I would so appreciate that. Five star comment about OMG. I love that episode about bondage, biatch. That was awesome. Can you like tell me more? I want to come be playing with you and blah, 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 whatever. Comment some good stuff because I could really use some more happy, happy comments on there. I did find that I'm somehow ranking somewhere in the top 60 for that. I was found that on something, but I could rank higher, guys. And help me rank higher. Also, if you go buy my book, you can help me rank higher on Amazon sales too, and I would love that too. All right, enough of the sales pitch. We're gonna head out of here. So, you're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@milicajelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. So we're talking about how beneficial bondage can be for the nervous system. And one of the things that I was going off on some stories, but I think I need to come back to the nervous system for a minute, is to look at how that when you develop trust with somebody, and that can help the oxytocin flow and all the happy hormones, actually, like dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins a little bit, but that's more about like the workout or the play that can come with the person. So how that happens is that your body, when oxytocin kicks in, then stress hormones start to diminish. So the more happy hormones we have, the DOSE, the dose of happy hormones, so the dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, which come from doing things that are pleasurable to us. So if your body is relaxed and relaxing into being bound, then pleasure will start to kick in. Your body will be like, oh, I'm so relaxed. This feels, ooh, so good. Yummy, yummy. And then all of a sudden, happy hormones start flooding through. This is true for anything that you truly enjoy, though. Like happy hormones can start to flood through eating some really good cake. Maybe not all of them, but some of them will kick in. So it can be really helpful. And then also, what it does is it helps to become so incredibly present with the experience that a lot of the worries that are going on circulating in your brain, they start to shift. Your focus gets clearer. Your mind starts to get more honed in, like a meditative state, right? So we call that the liminal spaces. So you get into those liminal spaces and you really just allow your body to be completely surrendered, and your mind then can let go as well. So if you have a mind that cycles and worries a lot and circles, and it's like, what if that, what if this, what if, and your mind doesn't shut the F up, sometimes being bound can be an incredibly helpful experience in letting that chatter go. Even while you're being bound, you can like say the chatter out loud if you want. If you're with somebody who's very good at doing this as more of a therapeutic experience, which is something I prefer to do it as a therapeutic experience. So if you're in the area or if you're in driving flying distance and you want to try it out, remember that you can connect with me through my website, militsayalanh.com. Just know that it's, I'm not having sex with you. I would be actually helping you heal through having the experience of being bound. Then your body starts to refocus, and then it starts to shift out of stress, and then it starts to relearn how to get new neural connections about pleasure. And then you can actually retrain your body to be okay with pleasure rather than constant stress. The brain is really malleable, and you can actually train it to, you can invite it to, by different, having different experiences, create new neural connections that create new pathways. So then you have a better way to experience the world in general. So we want to bring the adrenaline down. Like some people really love the adrenaline and the intensity of you know, all of that. I'm a person who prefers like where my body is completely calm and then the energy rises as a, or expands as like a full body experience of sexual pleasure, where, or pleasure in general, where some people really like the intensity of coming inward and doing like an adrenaline hit where it's just like, oh, and then that's it. Just that's a sound that I'm going to make for you guys, where it almost sounds intensely painful. And that everybody to each their own on how they experience it. So that can be just like wrapping a child in a blanket. It can be really helpful with emotional regulation. So if you are really effing stressed and you just need to be bound to let go, cry, shake, let it out of your system, let me know. If I'm close enough to you and you want to experience something like that, we will get on a call first to see if you're a match to work with me. And that's a free call. The first 15 minutes is free. But if there is a match and you would like to experience a deep letting go session, you let me know. Your body will probably thank you. So where can you actually receive that? Well, people like me who do this work, but also people who are pro doms. I wouldn't say that I'm a pro dom. I will do bondage for nervous system work. Nervous system resetting. Like I wouldn't qualify myself as a dom, more as like as a holistic practitioner, sexual holistic practitioner in a way. So make sure that you have consented, no coercion, and just let yourself feel calm. It's okay to let your nervous system be calm so you can heal. There's so much potential for healing when it comes to truly experiencing a deep surrender. And I hope you guys all take the chance to try that at some point in your
Thank you
life.
For choosing to listen to The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Militsa Yelenich. We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.